This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, I'm Jill Rappaport. Welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. This is a special edition today because I just kicked off a campaign that I am so honored, thrilled, and so proud to be part of because it is all about helping the seniors. And you know, folks, I'm all about the seniors, the special needs, the bully breeds, all of the underdogs. And I just, as you know, also adopted a super senior named Nathan Detroit Rappaport. We think he's 14 years young. He could be older. He's completely deaf, mostly blind, and the most precious little thing, a little doxy you've ever seen, follows me everywhere, tail wagging. He's really getting younger. I can't even believe this. I've had him for 6 weeks, maybe 2 months now, and he is aging backwards. He was so tired and timid when I got him, and now I can't even keep up with him. And I really believe it's because he knows that he has found his forever home and that love and compassion and somebody to hug him and let him know that he will always be taken care of, that's what keeps these animals going. And I literally rescued him in a dire state. He was dumped at a shelter. Can you imagine a 14-year-old blind deaf dog found wandering on the road, bloody paws, somebody, I can't even say the words, if they were able to just dump him. I can't believe people could be that cruel, but that seems to be what happened to little Nathan Detroit. But he was meant to be in my life, and he will live every beautiful day till his last days with love from me and kisses, smothering in kisses. I just adore him. So getting back to this campaign, which is the Gray Muzzle Organization's national fundraiser called Sunshine and Summer Smiles, and it runs from August 19th to the 29th. And I'm encouraging all of you, if you love your babies, especially your seniors, this is aimed at helping them have the most beautiful, healthy smiles. Every dollar that is raised goes back into their mouths, literally, to make sure that they have great dental care. And without good dental care, they can't live the longest life. So I am so proud to be the face of this campaign. We shot so many incredible videos. You have to go online and see what we have created with these super seniors. Please donate. Please, even if you just give a dollar, every little bit helps. And I can promise you that every bit goes right back into the campaign to saving lives. And when we come back, we're going to meet the executive director of the Gray Muzzle Organization. She is truly a powerhouse, Denise Fleck. She has done just an incredible job making such a difference for these animals with this organization. And wait till you hear about all the other things this woman has going on in her career. I am really honored to have her here and to talk about this initiative that is going to change lives and extend lives forever. So please stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. I literally pulled over on the side of the road because we were able to get this interview together at the last minute with one of the most special women that I have met. This is Denise Fleck, and she is the executive director of the Gray Muzzle Organization. And you heard me talk in the beginning about this incredible campaign that I am truly so honored and thrilled to be part of, because all of you listeners know that my life is all about the seniors. And Gray Muzzle is the one and only organization that stands for the older animals, the older dogs. As we say, be bold, go old. Right, Denise?
Absolutely. 50 is the new 30 for us, so why not for our senior pups?
And let's talk a little bit about this campaign. You and I started touching base in the beginning of the summer regarding ideas, because you do this amazing summer campaign to promote dental care. And obviously, it's one of the biggest problems facing our seniors today. Let's talk about this campaign and why the plight of the dental disease, why it was so important for Gray Muzzle to tackle this issue.
Well, just about every senior dog that comes into a shelter has dental issues. And typically senior dogs living in homes even do as well, because that isn't something always on people's radar. And, you know, the bacteria in the mouth can travel to the heart and all the organs. And so basically a healthy mouth can make a healthier dog. And it's such a need in these shelters and rescues, but it often prohibits adoptions when a potential adopter will see a smelly mouth. Or I shouldn't say see, should smell a smelly mouth or see beds. So if we can break that barrier and pay for the dentals and any extractions needed before the adoption occurs, that dog is much more adoptable and much more healthy.
And, you know, for all of our listeners out there, please follow this campaign. It is only going to be up for another 8 days after this podcast. And literally, their goal, our goal, is to raise $30,000 to raise awareness to help these animals. And what Gray Muzzle has done is so unbelievable, because they have raised over $1.5 million, and they've given it out to 119 shelters nationwide, making a difference for the older animals. And all of you people out there who've rescued, you know it's the seniors that are sitting there languishing in our shelters. They're the last to go. And Gray Muzzle has made it their mission of their heart. Their whole modus operandi is to help the seniors. And without their help, these dogs would not only not get a home, they wouldn't be healthy, they wouldn't get the awareness they need. And so this is really, truly a life-saving campaign. And I am really begging you all to follow it, to read about it. Even if you gave a dollar, every one of you listening all around the world gave a dollar, we would change dental disease in seniors. We would make it aware and make people aware of the plight of seniors. So, Denise, this is so important. And you have been such an amazing ambassador. I know you started out on the board. For 6 years, you were on the board of Gray Muzzle. And then just last year, you switched your role to executive director. How come?
Well, there was a need, and I didn't hesitate to fill it. Seniors have always had a soft spot in my heart. And like you said, we gave out $1.5 million just last month. But what that means is we need to, no pun intended, build up the kitty again so that we can give out more money to help more seniors, because there are so many at-risk dogs. And Jill, not only do we want to get the dogs that are in shelters healthy and adopted, but we want to make sure that senior dogs that already have their homes can keep those homes and stay with the family who loves them. But sometimes older dogs require a little bit more care. And sometimes these day and age, people don't always have the funds to give them the arthritis medicine or get the mass removed. And they feel their only option is to relinquish their best friend to a shelter. So we want to prevent that from happening so that that dog never enters the shelter system to begin with. So by providing vouchers through the shelters and rescues around the country, they can assist with owned pets in many cases too.
Well, it's just so incredible because, you know, every organization, you want to believe that the dollars are going towards helping the animals. But we hear a lot of stories, Denise. I hear it every day from people reaching out to me. Where is my money really going? When I write that check, is it actually going into the animals' care, or is it going to support the salaries? People are concerned because animal advocates want to know that when they write those checks, it really is going to help those animals.
I understand that. And we really try to be very transparent with all of our expenditures. We limit our printing. Even when we send thank you notes or printed cards, we have board members that fund and back that. So none of donor dollars are going towards those things. But it's just really important that we're able to give out the most money we can to help the most number of senior dogs every year. And you know, you think you're helping 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 in a year, and that, you know, those are done and okay. But there are always more seniors, because that puppy you loved and adored, you know, 6, 7 years ago is getting up there too. So there's always going to be a need to help senior dogs, like senior people. And like I mentioned, you know, we are able to do things to help them live longer. 50 is the new 30 because of the medical advances and the better nutrition we're giving pets and providing those dentals. So hopefully, you know, the seniors can enjoy many more years with you as your best friend.
And thanks to organizations like Gray Muzzle, and you can count them on less than one hand. I mean, literally, you're a national organization. The whole sole focus is aimed at helping seniors. That's all you do. This is my mission. This is what I do. I'm all about the underdogs. But I think it's so important for people to understand they're the last to get adopted. So really, we have a hell of a fight ahead of us every day of our lives promoting this cause, right?
We do. So go to graymuzzle.org and fund this campaign, GREYMUZZLE.org. You'll see these amazing videos that Jill has created. We have just been overwhelmed by her kindness in helping and being the face of the campaign for Sunshine and Summer Smiles this year. And when you go on the website on the homepage, you'll see where you can upload a picture of your senior dog and enter them into a contest so that maybe they can be Mr. December or Miss January in 2026.
That calendar pooches. Yep. I love it. Like I said at the top of the show, I am so thrilled and honored to be the face of the campaign. I opened with a video of my own super seniors. I just rescued, as you know, Denise, a 14-year-old blind deaf doxy who is the love of my life. I couldn't love him more as if I got him when he came out of his mother's womb. And I tell you, he's aging backwards. He's Dorian Gray Rappaport. He really is amazing. And I tell people all the time, these seniors, they know when you save them in the twilight of their lives, and they thank you every day. And I really believe you add life to them when you've taken them in when they have been dumped or discarded, as so many have.
That is so true, Jill. And I often get that question or just the comment, you know, I can't adopt a senior. They're not going to live very long. Well, you have no guarantees with a puppy. Puppies are going to get into trouble. They're going to, you know, have accidents. Things happen. And genetics is also something that plays a role too. But I'll tell you, with my experience with adopting seniors, the bond never could have been closer. And I've adopted large dogs mostly, anywhere from age 10 to 12, and most of them have made it to 15. And even though that may only seem like a few years, Jill, the bond we made just made me feel like I've had them their whole life.
Exactly. That's how I feel with Nathan Rappaport. I mean, he's so cute. We call him Nathan Detroit. Nathan after Nathan's hot dogs. Detroit, my hometown, and I loved Guys and Dolls. So I named him Nathan Detroit Rappaport. But this little guy, when he came into the house, he was moving really slowly and very timid. I can't keep up with him now, Denise. And he is at least 14, 14 plus. And, you know, like I said, blind and deaf and so much energy and love and nuzzles up in my shoulder at night. And, you know, everyone says, oh, thank you for adopting him. I thank him for choosing me. I feel like he's added life to my life because the joy they give us back. And that's why I love your organization so much. I'm so thrilled. I've been on the advisory board for years, but to be the face of this campaign, this summer campaign, I truly believe that we are making a life-changing difference. And I just want to encourage people to read about it. Go onto your website, give people the information where they can go and how we can donate with the Giving Grid.
Absolutely. You'll go right to the homepage at graymuzzle.org, G-R-E-Y. But I think if you put in an A, it'll bounce over too. And scroll down the homepage, you'll see a picture of Jill and it talks about the campaign. And then you'll see an actual grid, all these little boxes where you can donate and upload a picture of your pup. If you don't want to upload a picture of your pup, that's fine too. We're happy to accept the donation. So mark off that square with anonymous or your name and help other senior dogs get the dental care they need. Because like you said, Jill, not only do they need the medical care, bringing them into your hearts and your homes really heals their heart. And boy, do they heal our hearts as well.
And people need to know that every dollar they give goes right back into those animals' mouths. I can assure you of that.
Absolutely. It really, really does. There's just nothing like adopting a senior. They often are a little bit slower, although you said Nathan's keeping you, you know, giving you a run for the money there. But, you know, there's seniors come in all packages too, but many of them just want to lay by your side looking at you adoringly. And what an ego boost for a human that is.
I always say, I love an older dog. I'm an older person. They'd rather sleep on the couch than eat the couch. I would rather have an older animal any day. They sleep when you sleep. They hang with you. It's such a joy. I tell people all the time, look, who doesn't love a puppy? We all get that. But puppies are the first to get adopted, as we all know. And I tell people, even if you go 2, 3, 4 years old, just be bold, go a little older. The joys that these older animals give you, they've been there, done that. And most likely they're often housebroken, they're chilled, they know the routine. It's a much easier life if you're a little bit older. Even it doesn't matter how old you are, it's an easier life for the dog when they've been there, done that, and they're not running around looking what mischief they can get into.
And if you go to the website by the Giving Grit, you'll see a gallery of photos along with Jill's video. We've got her first video up and we'll keep uploading them as the week goes by. But you'll see these adorable older faces. There's Clyde and there's Fizzgig. You know, they may have funny names and funny smiles, but they just exude love. And those soulful eyes look at you. And all you want to do is help and love them. And not only is it the love they give you, Jill, but I think you kind of create a warm fuzzy for yourself. You feel good because you were able to help an animal in need.
And I want to give such a huge shout out to Little Shelter in Huntington, Long Island. I am also on their advisory board, David Seely. They are truly from heaven above. I went there, took us about an hour and a half to get there. David had the most amazing senior dogs that we featured in this campaign. And Little Shelter specializes in the seniors. They love the seniors. They take in up to 19 years old. I've seen dogs there that are thriving and they get them adopted. And they're just one of the organizations that you support that is so incredible and really walks the talk, don't they, Denise?
They do. And I'm so glad you brought that up because Little Shelter has been a gray muzzle grantee for a number of years because they just keep stepping up to the task and getting it done to help these older dogs. And it was so great to have them as part of the campaign where you were able to go there and film some videos that everybody will be seeing in the upcoming days and weeks with Waffles and with Piglet and Pandora and, you know, other dogs there. And Pandora is a special, special case in that
heartbreaking.
She crossed the rainbow bridge. But, you know, we wanted to make this her legacy that she's reaching out to you from that rainbow bridge and asking you to help other dogs that were like her in need get the care they need and the love they so much deserve.
And people will love the videos because some of these dogs are really smiling. It's so adorable. And you can see their little mouths and their little teeth. And they're like almost saying to the camera, please help us. We need our dental care to live longer lives. And it's really a beautiful campaign that I am so touched and honored to be part of. And I couldn't end the show without talking a little bit about you, Denise, because for our audience, you know, they know that you have this wonderful job as executive director of Gray Muzzle, and you were on the board there for 6 years, but you've had an amazing career. You were also in the movie industry, and you just got a huge honor, 50 over 50, for Forbes. Tell us about that, because you're quite an accomplished lady.
Well, Jill, thank you so much. That's very kind. You know, they say if you do what you love, it isn't work. And yes, I was working in the movie industry at Paramount Pictures for a number of years as a publicist, making people and film directors famous. But I really needed to do something to nourish my own heart. So I went to the dogs, and I haven't left that path since. I started teaching pet first aid and CPR. And I now train instructors, my proprietary program, around the country so that they can teach in their own communities. People think you know first aid, but you know, dogs are a little bit different, and there are certain things you can and can't do for them. But we absolutely can do rescue breathing and CPR, stop bleeding, prevent them from getting heat stroke, prevent poisoning by doing what I always say, get down on all fours and making sure your house is safe. There's nothing they can get into. So there are so many things you can really do to help these senior dogs. And Jill, while I was still in California, the shelter I was volunteering at, the Burbank Animal Shelter, asked me to develop a 5-month program for high school juniors and seniors. And I did, in conjunction with the Burbank Unified School District. They sent me back to school to get my teaching certificate. And I taught a 5-month course that high school juniors and seniors actually got 5 credits towards graduation. Wow. Many of them have gone on to become veterinarians or pet store managers or dog trainers. And it's just a beautiful thing. But what I learned from that is that although kids don't always listen to their parents, parents listen to their kids. And I would find what I was teaching the kids would trickle up to the parents at the dinner table. And they would call me and say, so what is the best food for Fido? Or what should I do with Fluffy? So that led me on a path to writing children's books about senior dogs.
Is it 14 books? Did I read that correctly?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I've written 4 books and I'm thinking that's a lot. 14. You are really unbelievable.
Children's ones are short.
Hey, still 14. Take ownership, baby.
Well, that's it. And I just feel that whether you're a kid 0 to 99, you can learn respect for animals. And it's just my goal to teach the next generation of animal caregivers to give the love and care to animals that, Jill, you and I have our lives.
Well, you know, you kind of glossed over this award, this honor you just got, 50 over 50. I'm going to let you talk about it for a minute because you are in some pretty special company. 50 of the most fabulous women over 50 at Forbes. You're in the top of the list here for your accomplishments. This is amazing, Denise.
Thank you. Well, the reason, Jill, I glossed over it is I'm still speechless over it. You know, I just really can't believe it. I do feel I am in such amazing company. And I feel so honored that my work over these many years in the animal world has really taken note, because pets are part of the family. And the fact that, you know, they're on more mainstream TV shows, I was able to be on The Doctors and teach CPR, things that are normally human type shows, that they're bringing them into people's living rooms in their homes. The Forbes magazine was a great tribute, and I can't thank them enough for sharing my story and sharing my love of senior dogs. So it's truly a wonderful thing. And like I said, I'm speechless over it, to be amongst such an honored list of women.
And you've received a lot of other honors in the past. This is the most recent one, along with your 14 books. And it's just incredible to me because we're very, very much alike. We've kind of guided our careers and our lives along the same path. And this is what speaks to us. And one of the things I read about you that I cracked up, you said you believe you were raised by a dog.
I do. I always say I was raised by a Great Dane. My parents were there too, but Ulysses the Great Dane was amazing. And of course, I don't remember it all from personal memory, but seeing the pictures in the, but it wasn't even Super 8. I think it was 8mm films back then. No video. But this dog would do 2 things in particular. One, he'd let me grab his skin. And you know, a Great Dane's a taller dog. And myself up an inch along as a toddler so that I could learn to walk. And he never moved out of the way or suddenly sat down. And the other thing he did is when people came over and I was in my playpen, he would get between them and the playpen. And one time I've been told a young man who is an old man right now, who was a little bit older than me at the time, came up and I guess was holding on to my playpen. Yuli, as we called him, grabbed the little boy by the seat of the pants, did not grab any skin at all, and pulled him back away from my playpen.
Oh, so he really was the third parent.
He really, really was. And, you know, he passed away, I think, at age 10 and a half or 11, and I was devastated. But I didn't know at the time that for a Great Dane, that's actually a very good age range, because they don't live very long. So I hope somehow the love that he was given, you know, extended his life.
Well, and what he gave to you, you have been giving back your whole life. And to end this amazing discussion, I just want to reiterate this incredible campaign again and tell people once again what they can do to make a difference and how every single penny will make a difference.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter how much you give. It's the fact that you give. And every dollar up to $30,000 is being matched by the Cook family in honor of their senior dog, Story. So please go to graymuzzle.org, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see the giving grid where you can upload a picture of your pup or not to enter them into the calendar contest for 2026 and make a donation that will warm your heart by knowing that you have helped Clyde or Fizzgig or Piglet or one of the dogs we're featuring in the campaign to live a longer, happier, healthier life and get the loving family they so deserve.
And bless the Cook family who's matching every dollar. How incredible is that? And, you know, I've done a lot of amazing things in my career over the years for Animal Rescue, but I have to tell you, Denise, to be associated with you, with Grey Muzzle, and to be the face of this campaign is truly one of my greatest honors.
Well, Jill, we couldn't have done it without you, so to speak, even though we're just getting started. We're not done yet. And I've just had so much joy, not just from looking at the senior dog pictures and videos, but with working with you, because your heart is all into this. And I just appreciate it immensely.
Oh, thank you so much. And please, everybody, we have a goal to hit and we've got to raise the money and I'd love to surpass it. And you know, when you write that check, whatever you give, it doesn't matter. It will be going to save a senior life and make them more beautiful and give them the beautiful, healthy smile they all deserve. Denise Fleck, I cannot thank you enough. You are a joy and a pleasure. And what an incredible woman you are.
Oh, my goodness. And right back at you. And if I can just say quickly, I know some people don't like the internet and putting in their cards. Send a check. We take paper checks. You'll find the address on our website, or you can certainly contact me, denise@graymuzzle.org, and I'll set you up. But don't let anything stop you in helping older best friends.
Especially when you know that it really is going right into the animals' mouths. Literally.
Literally. Give them something to grin about.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so worth pulling off to the side of the road. And, you know, Denise was such a great sport. I said, you know what? Let's get a show on the air right away about this. And she said, I'm available. Thank you. We are really excited. You're a fabulous guest and continued great work. I'm so happy that you're out there to make a difference for the seniors, because boy, do we need to help them now. They need us now more than ever, right, Denise?
They sure do. And we're going to be there for them, Jill.
Okay, thank you. And we listen, we got to do a great campaign. You and I will be talking a million times in the next couple days. But thank you all so much for listening to this very special edition of Rappaport to the Rescue. It's the Super Senior Edition. Go seniors, be bold, go old, and go to Grey Muzzle. It's an amazing campaign. And you just know that everything you do will be helping to save a senior's life. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Rappaport to the Rescue.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.